I can see from the Number 10 Twitter feed that repeatedly this advice is put out that face masks are, they help protect people, they slow the spread of the virus. And yet we don't really see government ministers wearing them. There's one image of Matt Hancock wearing one in a hospital, but the Chancellor didn't wear one this week when he was about. The Prime Minister hasn't worn one when he's out and about. So why not do as your advice suggests and set the right example?
I wear mine all the time. I have a fashion design student as a son who has run me up a few on his sewing machine, and I wear them all the time. So you know, a lot of us are out there wearing them as we go about our daily lives.
Why haven't the Prime Minister and the Chancellor worn them?
Well, it's something that we will keep under review. You'd have to ask the Prime Minister and the Chancellor that, with respect. But you know, it's something that is advised, and we keep it under review.
But
and
you
if
must
the scientific
have noticed
evidence,
how few. I mean, have you tweeted a picture of yourself wearing one? Jeremy Hunt did the other day. You have.
Yes, I have.
How many other
yes.
government ministers have done the same? There does seem to be this gap between the advice and the practice in government.
I don't know how many other government ministers have done the same.
Have you noticed any others?
Yes.
How many?
lots of my colleagues. And actually, you know, that there are some really innovative ways that are kind of getting us to do this. You know, so I'm the Minister for Culture, and the British Fashion Council have worked with Bags of Ethics to have some face masks designed by fashion designers, with the profits going to NHS charities. You know, there are some brilliant work going up and down the country to encourage people to have face masks and wear them. And as I say, this is something we keep under review. And if it, you know, if the scientific evidence proves that it's definitely something that needs to change, then of course we will.
Would you encourage your colleagues to wear them? Whether to support the fashion industry or to be in line with the public health advice that they're putting out.
Well, it's at the moment the advice is that face coverings are recommended in enclosed spaces, and I think that people will have to make their own decisions about that.